What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Albert Brooks II. Lamar Cardinals is heading to his third season here, summertime, getting his team ready to go. Coach Brooks, good to talk to you again. And how are things down at the city of Beaumont, Coach?
Well, Boss Man, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure being on your show and enjoy your show. So, you know, we're excited about going to his third season. So, we're going into our second year back into the Southland Conference this upcoming year. And so we obviously we talked about before when I came on your show the first time, and, you know, I was returning here to my alma mater and played here, started coaching here. And so we finally have a roster now where we have some returners for the first time. And, you know, this is going into my third year. But so the first year is just a group I kind of inherited, and we were coming straight out of COVID. So we have an entirely different group from that year. Last year, we brought in like 10 new guys. And so we brought in a combination of freshmen and JC guys. And we were hoping to have some returners play for us. But we had a number of guys that were returning that due to injury were not able to play last year. As a result, we played for the first time in my career with a roster full of guys that did not have 1 minute of Division I experience, you know. So KenPom, the service that rates college basketball teams in different areas. So there's 361 Division I basketball teams. And in terms of Division I experience, we were rated 361. So, and that was because, you know, we had Brock McClure, who played for us the year before, started, wasn't able to play due to a back injury. Jordan Adams' knees were having issues, and so he retired from college basketball late that spring, didn't come back. Valentine Catt, who was returning, also was going to play for us, and he had a knee injury, and he only played like maybe two or three games. And so we just, we didn't have a, didn't have any experience, but and we had some pretty good young guys, and so we had some good moments and got off to a good start, and we had a infusion of energy from a big fella named Janko Bulicic that's from Montenegro, 6'11" freshman, came in January, and upon arrival, got in like late that Monday night, early January, and we played Nichols State that Thursday. He actually, man, hadn't been in the States even a week. Then only had a couple of days of prep, but was able to help us win the game and really, really good piece for us and did a good job. And they wanted better teams in our league. And then we later on played Corpus Christi, the next week, and he played in that game and helped us win that game. The following week, subsequently broke his foot, and so he was out for the year. So we had a number of big guys that were out with season-ending injuries, and he was one of them. So we lost Valentine Catt, Janko, Adam Hamilton, who was a JUCO All-American from Arizona, played at Glendale Community College in Arizona. played sparingly for us last year, and he was out with, had two concussions within 4 weeks, and then had some knee issues before that, but then he missed most of the year. So, and I mentioned Brock McClure. So it was most of our front line. So we ended up playing a little small, but had some good moments and improved our win total from the first year. So now this year is year three. And so we've got returners. And so we're excited about this year, though. It's going to be a good year for us. We've got eight guys returning that have all had some starting experience. And so they kind of know how we do things. And so we'll go from being really inexperienced to now this year, we'll be more experienced because we added also a few guys in from the transfer portal. Like everyone has in college basketball and college football. And so we'll have a chance that we'll be a little bit bigger. I thought we've been a little small at guard because of the injury. We've been a little small across the front line because of injury. But this year we'll have, more of the type of team that I like to have that, can compete on both ends of the floor with some size and athleticism. And so we'll have a little balance. We can play through the post a little bit more. And have some balance in our offense.
And Coach Brooks, I tell you what, man, I looked at your schedule last year. You all had some close games, and despite all the injuries,
right?
Well, I see why the game's being so close. Your guys played hard, and they might have had the talent to win, but they played their hearts out. Now, I do feel like you learn to win by being in close games. I feel like now that callous on them from playing close games and winning some of them too as well, those guys returning would be better for you this year if you get those same scenarios. It's like, oh, we've done this before. It's okay. We'll be all right. We can win this close game, execute the right way at the right time, get the right stop, get the right free throw rebound, get the right blockout, charge, whatever you got to do to win the game. They've been through it, and you can teach to it as well based off the table last year.
Oh, I think that's a great point, man. And, we did lose some close games. We won a few close ones, but we lost a number of close games. And, man, we lost in overtime at Southeast Louisiana, had the game won, missed the three-pointer to win it. We had went down the stretch here against New Orleans here, had a chance to win the game, but the last possession of the game. So there's a number of games, Texas A&M Commerce. I mean, there was a number of games that we were right there in the game and had a chance to win it. A&M Commerce, Corpus Christi there. So I like what the guys we have. Now, we lost, like everybody, a couple of guys to the portal, but, I think we're fine there because we now have, finally, we have some returners. And so the bulk of our scoring, we lost our leading scorer, which was a freshman, but the bulk of our offensive scoring and our defensive presence and our balance is returning. And then we added some really, really, I thought, key pieces. It's not guys like that were McDonald's All-Americans that were household names, but they are guys that really fit what we need. We got to a kid named Jayshon Jackson that will come in and give us some presence and size at the point guard position. We got to transfer B.B. Knight, that transfer from Tulsa, 6'6", much bigger guard. Earl, that will come in from, he's from Queens, New York, but by way of Eastern New Mexico, a Division II school. And he's been a rebounder at every level he's played at and everywhere he's been. And I played for a legendary coach in high school. In fact, this is kind of off the subject, but I'm thinking about it. So this guy I've had, Earl White. So his high school coach, Ron Nicario, he's at Cardoza High School in Queens, New York. I don't know if you've familiar with it, heard of it, but he's one of the winningest coach in New York City public school high school basketball.
Wow.
Ron Nicario. So when I recruited Earl, so I'm talking to him and he just letting him give me a little understanding about what Earl was like as a player there. And then, of course, he told me he led the New York City Public School League in rebounding for two years as junior and senior year in high school. And then he starts telling me that his dad was a doctor, Dr. Nicario, and that he actually saved Dr. Martin Luther King's life.
Wow.
Stabbing incident that occurred in New York, like in the, I think it was maybe the late 50s or 60s, I think it was. And so I'd never heard that story before. And so he sent me a link to watch the show that on TNT that Kenny Smith and Shaq and Barkley was on with Ernie. And so I watched the show, and I don't know how I missed that particular night that they aired this. This was in February this past year, during Black History Month. And so there was an art, there was a video and footage about it. And then of course there was pictures of him and Dr. King's children taken here as they adults. And there was a picture of his dad and Dr. King together. I mean, it was, wow. I'd never heard the story before. And so, but it was, I think, an amazing bit of history. So from recruiting Earl talking to his high school coach. So I don't know if you'd heard that before, but I at that time, I'd not heard that.
Heard him, and my dad knew him and walked with him.
But you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna forward you the link and to watch this, because it's on video, it's on YouTube, you know, on TNT, on the NBA show that they do, and so they aired it, and you know, somehow I missed that, but I had not heard that. You know, I heard a lot of different things. I thought about Dr. King that I knew about in the history, but that's one that I missed, and I actually talked to a few people that not a lot of them have heard that. I knew that story, but so he was stabbed, and it was so close to his heart that, you know, he's required surgery, and his dad, this guy, Dr. Naclerio, which is Ron Naclerio, the high school coach in Cardozo High School in Queens, New York, that was his dad, so he performed the surgery, and so he and Dr. King became friends after that, and so he said he'd answered the phone and got a chance to talk to him and that kind of stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Nah, he is cool. Like I said, you know, my dad, Mars, would have been knew him, and you know, know his people very well. My dad never told me that story either. So I'm wondering about my dad, see if he knows the story.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see. Grab my phone right quick. I want to see if I have this the year. I don't know if I have the year. I know we're on the air, but I just...
Oh, it's all good, Coach. Hey, we do it in live, man. It's all good. We make it work, Coach. We make it work.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll may find it later and send it to you. But anyway, but yeah, yes, I'm not sure the year, but that was a great story. I'm gonna send it to you once the show is over with, so you can do it, because this is history. I mean, it's just something I think all of us need to know, you know?
Now, Coach Bush, let me ask you a trivia question. Do you know Martin Luther King's real name?
You know what? I don't. I want to say I did, but I don't. I don't want to guess. Tell me.
Michael King.
Michael King. Now that...
His dad was fascinated with Martin Luther, the Lutheran. Right. So that's why he went with the name Martin Luther.
Okay.
And so people in Atlanta who owned Atlanta call it Mike.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know.
That's from my father. But if you look it up, his real name is actually Michael King, not Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I can't wait to send you this piece, man. The tribute and the story is amazing, man. It's amazing. And I don't know how I missed it on NBA and TNT. And it was this past February, you know, of course we were probably playing or traveling or something. So I missed that, but yeah. But anyway, back to my team. I really like my team, boss man. I really like my team. So we, you know, the idea when we came back, I wanted to come back and of course get Lamar back to where it had been in the past. And we struggled over time. And so part of that I thought was, we were not at the guard positions. We've been small, even, mm-hmm. even not just this past 2 years, the years prior, you know, and this, you know, I'm a former small guard myself. And so I'm no problem with small guards, but I think across the board, you know, you can't be, you know, you have to complement that with some bigger guys.
100%.
And then I think at the post, We were a little thin there. And then at those really critical positions, I'd always had been a part of teams as a player and as a coach where you had that 6'5 to 6'6 guy that could play multiple positions that was really difficult to defend, that could actually guard multiple positions because of his athleticism and length and those kind of things. And so upon arriving here, that was one of the first things I noticed we needed to recruit because we didn't have that. And so, you know, the guys we had, maybe I think one guy at the time that was about 6'5", but it's more of a small ball four man. And then, you know, everybody else 6'7", 6'8" range was more like thin post. And so I think this would be the first year kind of now we have several guys that 6'5" to 6'7" range that can play, you know, 2, 3, 4. And so we can do a few things defensively that we hadn't been able to do in the past. Young man, I mentioned Errol White, that's from New York. You know, he's a, you know, nowadays it's hard to find guys that that really don't care as much about position as they do about just wanting to just play and get the job done. And so this guy likes to rebound the basketball and, all, you know, has had a history of doing that, still can play behind the 3-point line and still can handle the basketball a little bit better than most guys at 6'7". And then, you know, he can do a little dirty work, you know. So I think that gives us some things that we can do that we haven't been able to do. I mentioned a big kid, Yonko. He's 6'11". He'll be it's his second year with us, and he only played 6 games with us this past year before his season-ending injury. And he's a game changer. I mean, he can handle it, pass it, shoot it at that size. Typical European big, but a really hard worker. Adam Hamilton had missed last year, and so he's back 6'8". And then Valentine Katz about 6'8" or 6'9", and he's back. So we got some good pieces. You know, I like the guys we have. We got Terry Anderson that was 6'7", another guy that was out of JUCO last year that had a chance to be a good player, but was suffering with some knee ailments and missed probably about 15 games. So we had a lot of that going on. So, but I like this group we got coming back. You know, it's a selfless group. It's a hardworking group. I like our schedule. We've got a good schedule. It's not an overwhelming schedule like when the very first year where we had to play so many road games. And, you know, so I like the schedule we have. We'll play, you know, our toughest games will be at LSU in late December. Early in December, we'll play a tough team at SMU. That'll be a really tough game. But, you know, there'll be some other teams we'll play, like University of Texas San Antonio is in now joining the American Conference, and we'll play them home and home. But that's in our state. And so our travel is not as tough as it has been in the past non-conference. And, man, that is brutal, that first year having to travel out west so many times and come back to Texas and then travel back out west again and come back to Texas and travel to the north to west part of Texas, which West Texas for us, boss man, is like going out of state. You know, that's from Beaumont. That's actually like about 10-hour drive. You know,
wow.
It's of course in a good flight. So you know, we would actually drive to Houston and then fly from there. But you know, though that travel kind of wears on you, especially when you got a small and a young group. So you know, the schedule is more favorable and conducive to like keeping your team intact and building your team. And so I like where we are. So offensively, we'll be a little bit more exciting than we have been in the past, I think. I think somebody was asking me about, you know, we lost one of our little freshmen who was our leading scorer and wondered how good we would be offensively. And I said, you know, we're actually going to be better offensively because we're going to be a much better offensive team.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be a much better defensive team. You know, it's you know, one guy doesn't really make you click offensively. You know, we just watched the NBA Finals. As good as Jokic is offensively, and he's really good for a big, but they also have Murray, and they have Caldwell Pope. I mean, they got a lot of other good pieces. Bruce Brown. I mean, you know, it makes for a really good offensive team.
Yes.
And those guys are the catalysts. But, you know, you need that. You're watching your Hawks right now, and you were just talking about that beforehand, you know, kind of looking for, you know, another guard to go with to make the group click, you know.
Yes. Need shooting, too.
Yeah, can shoot, yeah. So I like this group. And so this group is going to play for each other better than we have on both ends of the floor. And they're going to play. We played hard last year. They played hard. I thought we did. But I think this year we'll play just as hard, but smarter.
Because yes.
now we have a little more experience. And so now we can execute game plans with more efficiency and better than we have in the past. And so I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to talking to you next time, talking about how good a year it was and all the good things that happened. And, you know, we might maybe talk about it during the course of the year. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, well, I can do that for you too, Coach. Whatever you need to do for you, Coach, I can do it for you, Coach, for sure, man. Like you said, man, be able to play on defense offensively with variety. We have a guy who can switch it 1 through 4, 1 through 5 and not have to worry about playing maybe a drop coverage because a guy can't move his feet. So having guys who are athletic and can actually do the job and shoot the ball, put it on the floor, penetrate, pitch, you know, cause defense to have conflict. The decide, don't want to give this up. But put them in a bind. So having guys who can do that, so it'll only help you get better. And having guys who are now a year more into your system, know what you expect, learn how to have the IQ, learn how to read scouting reports, game plan discipline, learn how to watch film the right way. So their IQ goes up. And after this time of year is a good time for guys to get stronger on the court, off the court. And mentally, I watched some film on Synergy, getting better as well. Watch the arrow clips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm excited. I mean, I will tell you this, man. We have some good things going on here. By that, I mean, last time you and I talked, man, we were just completing like just something simple as like a player lounge, which we didn't have here before for our players, for our basketball players, and a film room, which is basically the classroom for your basketball program where you watch film every single day. You teach and you learn and visual learning and, you know, those kind of things. We had a film room that a generous alum built for us here in the Montaigne Center. And thanks to our new administration, Jeff O'Malley is our new director of athletics, Dr. Jaime Taylor. Those guys have done a good job of kind of generating some support locally. And so now it's nice, the Montaigne Center is at the end of June, we will have a new court, new wood basketball court, which is very, very important. For our legs and for not just the aesthetics, the looks of the place, but I mean, it's going to be a softer court. You know, for example, when I was at Houston, boss man, and we went from old Hawfines Pavilion to the Fertitta Center, it was amazing to me the minimal amount of leg injuries that occurred after the change of court.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. You know, it's kind of like, you know, playing football on a really harder surface compared to a better turf, you know. So the same thing what occurs on wood, you know, nobody talks about that a whole lot, but every wood court is not great. You know, now I'm from the old school where every court I played on was hard. So we didn't think much about it. But now, for whatever reason, nowadays, I guess maybe it's because of the wear and tear is so much more for guys, or they're doing it, they're bigger, they're faster, they're lifting more. But you see so many more late. But the type of court you have, I think, makes a big difference in, you know, your recovery, your bounce, your legs, those kind of things. So at the end of June, we'll have a new court. And I'm really excited about that. And then after the new court is put in, then we'll have a new scoreboard, which you have a nice scoreboard with 4 flat screens on each side, but we'll be actually bigger. And then we'll have new boards at the end of each arena. We have a new sound system that's being put in, which would be major improvement for us. We've needed that badly. And then our lighting system is going to be a new lighting system will be put in. They're putting in right now, currently, a new scoreboard at the football stadium. So there's a lot of upgrades going on around here, and there's a lot of things, a lot of good things happening, man. I'm really excited about it. And so now we just kind of need to, we kind of in our off season now. I've got a few guys here, and then well, everybody will report next month, and we'll kind of get to it, and then you know get to the season, and let's tip it up again, and man, see how much better we are. You know, looking forward to it.
100%, Coach. You said some very key facilities is everything. And I'll be honest with you. At Tennessee State, I love my school. The facility was trash when I played there. It just was. Mm-hmm. Now, we played at the Titan Stadium downtown.
Okay.
But during the week, we still had to deal with the trash. Right. I hate to say it that way, but it's true. Because football dressed inside the basketball arena.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. You know, so and I know it, and that was me 04, right? Mm-hmm. So I know at 23, facilities is everything to these players. You
it
know,
is.
How comfortable am I? Do I feel like it's my home away from home? So having a lounge, having a great weight room, having a great film room to watch film just for you, you know, the events in the arena, all that matters to these kids more so than it did in my generation. That's why I want to have scholarship and play.
Right.
Despite whatever it was, these kids want to have that comfortability before they commit to play for you or come to your school now.
They do. They have to have that. You're absolutely right, boss man. You do have to have that. And so you from that old school, and think I'm a little older than you. And from, you know, my time then, man, like I mentioned before, man, you know, playing on a wood court where just it was thinly wood and it was concrete right underneath that. Man, we didn't think much about that. You know, I didn't even play in an air-conditioned gym until I got to college, so I didn't think much about that either. But and the dressing rooms wasn't great back then. Nobody really. But now that's really important, not only to recruit players but to retain them. You know, and to develop. And I'm really been all about player development, and so that's been one of my primary focuses since I've been here is player development, doing all things that we possibly can towards player development. I will say that I don't want to say the names, but a really nice, generous couple here that's alums of ours and supporters in the area have really donated the resources to build a new weight room for us right here just for basketball in the Montaigne Center. Now, we do have a nice weight room in our athletic department and our athletic training facility. For athletics, but we have a new weight room coming here just for basketball, which is very important to us because that gives us a chance again to develop guys. And so I think that's going to be huge. That'll be up and ready by the end of the summer. And so, man, we've got a chance to just do a lot more work and develop guys more. And pour, you know, we're putting a lot of work into guys, but now we can do it efficiently. You know, we don't have to go across campus or next door to, you know, to lift and then come back over here. We can lift right here in the building. Boom, get out there and get on the court. You know, one film room right here, player lounge right here. I mean, it's all those things that I think our guys will be very comfortable in just getting better, and they can put all that work into it and, you know, feel good about it. You know, as you mentioned, these guys now are different, man. I mean, and, you know, especially in this day and age with you can transfer whenever you want, be eligible right away, NIL, name, image, and likeness, you know, the amount of money that's being thrown out there and been talked, not just, I say talked about because some of it, the numbers are just hard for me to imagine that some of the numbers are just really going to be quite like I've heard, you know, the numbers for a guy that's been in it for a while, they don't fit. You know, it just the math don't work, you know, but I think it's a great thing for players to have an opportunity to get paid. I think it's a great thing, you know, but that's the area we live in. And so now you have to have the ability to connect with and have a relationship with your players. You have to have the ability to do that now more than ever before.
100%.
More than ever before, because you don't have enough money. But you know how you make guys feel and how much you develop guys will go a lot longer than how much money you can put in their pocket. And everybody cares about putting a little money in their pocket, you know. But at the end of the day, as I've told some of my guys, you know, the real money is at the back end. If we develop you, if you get better and you have success and you're a big part of the success and you're productive, then on the back end, that's a great deal of amount of money available for you, for your skills. And if you get that degree, then now you're winning in all areas. And so I think connecting and building and developing a total student athlete is more critical now than ever. It's always been important, but now, I mean, guys need to feel you, you know. If they don't feel you, man, they ain't feeling you, and they moving, you know.
That's right, coach.
And they might do that anyway. Just some of these guys, as I'm learning, is it's almost like the thing I'm hearing is like, man, if I got a transfer opportunity and I haven't used it, then some guys is telling them, get these other guys say, well, man, you could transfer. Why you don't use it? You know, it's like use it or lose it, you know, type deal I'm hearing. So it's a different world we're living in, you know.
You got but, there, right.
But I'm adjusting, man. I'm adjusting. I'm good with it.
No doubt. Well, Coach Brooks, good to catch up with you as always, Coach Brooks, man. I look forward to seeing you do all big things. You know, I get my phone. You got my number. You know how to find me. If you want to come on the show during the year, man, I'll make time for you, Coach. I promise you that I'll make time for you. But what I'm doing, I got you, Coach.
I will be in touch. I'll be in touch for sure. And we'll talk to Punch Base with you again here pretty soon. And, man, be careful and stay out that hot sun, man. I know you're out there working and doing all kinds of things. But, you know, enjoy yourself and, you know, stay cool.
Now, thankfully, they coach in Georgia is only 80 degrees today, coach. So I got lucky today. It's 80 with no humidity. So I'm lucky today.
Okay, well, you're doing a lot better than us. We already in the 90s here, and the humidity is getting thick. So, you're good. All right, man.
Well, so thank you so much as always, coach. I'll see you soon, man.
Thank you, man. All right, bro. Appreciate it.
All right, Del.
Bye.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.